Hi everyone, welcome to our podcast. We are the Young Broke Pops. I am Stella.
Hi everyone, this is Maria.
Today we're going to talk about the women in the workplace. March is considered the Women's History Month. We celebrate Women's History Month to remind ourselves of the accomplishments of women throughout the years to our society, from science to politics. It is a chance to reflect on the amazing women who lead the way for change. But I think it's also to openly talk about where are women right now, what's the position of the women right now in the workplace. So this is why we decided to do this episode and discuss more the position of women in the workplace.
Like acknowledge all the accomplishments that the women before us have done to have all these rights that we have at the moment. And of course, also remember the things that we need to fight for in the near future.
Exactly. I find it interesting, I read an article the other day, apparently men hold 62% of manager positions to women's 38%.
If we consider also the COVID crisis, which has affected the women a lot, then I don't think this number would have changed at the moment.
One other thing that I've read is also, and I don't know if you've ever experienced it, Maria, but women are twice as likely to be mistaken for much more junior employees and more likely to deal with discrimination.
I will say yes. Absolutely yes. And I think, we are entry-level professionals at the moment, but I think that what women are also experiencing is that they are also mistaken for certain positions in a workplace. For example, if you think about it, or even our listeners, I mean, think about it. Would you ever picture a woman at the position of a manager? Or as a mechanical engineer?
No, I don't think so.
Answer to this question, like, really, honestly. I mean, not you, but, like, everyone. I mean, the discrimination and the stereotypes are so deep inside of us and inside the society that, of course, we think we categorize maybe professions for women and for men. I mean, for example, would you ever consider a secretary to be a man? I won't answer that, but I'm just asking.
Yeah, we definitely have to think about that and how we stereotype specific jobs and we carry with us many gender stereotypes when we go at work.
Of course, and this could someone say that is a form of structural discrimination, and it reflects in the workplace in many ways. I mean, even by the fact that we categorize professions, but also in the backup.
Mm-hmm.
Because for some professions, maybe women for the same position are paid less than a man.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And many movements have been organized to help women and empower women. So they can be able to go to their managers and ask for more money, but we're not there yet.
I mean, of course, it's our right, like, to ask for a promotion or for more money. But, I mean, if we ask women around, or if you even have a very quick Google search, you will see that maybe women, for example, are denied a better position because they're women, because many people believe that women are more sensitive and they are not strong enough or tough enough for a man's job.
Yeah. But this is not always
maybe,
true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or even maybe they are not given the opportunity because they are women, and a woman's purpose in life is to have children.
Or exactly, because they know that at some point most women will want to have children and they will ask for a maternity leave. They decide to go with a man, and hire a man because the man won't probably ask for a paternity leave. Mm-hmm. This is also a discrimination, and this is still happening in many countries.
And yeah, I mean, for example, I know that from friends of mine,
mm-hmm.
that maybe they don't hire women at a specific profession because they think they are not qualified enough.
Because they think
have the same studies, maybe they are better, maybe they have better scores and grades, but they will still not ask or hire a woman just mm-hmm. because that person is a woman.
They stereotype
women, and they think
that women lack specific skills, like, for example, leadership skills. However, recent research found that women are better leaders during a crisis. And let's not forget that many countries led by women have dealt with the coronavirus crisis better than the countries that have male leaders. Maybe it is because women show compassion and empathy, and they are not afraid of expressing these feelings. Something that, yeah, men are taught not to express their feelings so much and to take decisions by not taking under consideration their feelings or other people's feelings. This could be why women can potentially be better leaders at this point, especially during a crisis. So, I think this is the reality right now for women in the workplace. But what do you think managers or organizations can do in order to improve women's position in the workplace right now?
It's really important to have male allies inside the workplace. So it's not a fight against men.
Exactly. We have to be clear about that. It's not men against women.
Men and women, We need, everyone needs to work for the same purpose. So, of course, it's not something that it's against men and that we want to turn them over or anything like that. And I think, as you said, it's really important to clarify it right now. So I think it's very important to have male allies in the workplace. So people that support women and they show compassion and they are there for them, even when there are incidents of discrimination or sexual harassment mm-hmm. or anything, they're there to support them and not afraid of them or think that they are maybe inferior.
Exactly. One more thing that organizations can do is to demonstrate that gender diversity is a high priority and publish policies that foster an inclusive culture. They can offer training to acknowledge the unconscious bias. We all unconsciously biased. We carry biases because biases help us categorize people faster. And when we receive 1,000 information every day, we use stereotypes and biases to understand and absorb information quicker and easier. This is our nature, but we can be better than that. We can work on recognizing our unconscious bias and work towards reducing the bias.
Mm-hmm. Of course, and as you said, it's part of our nature. I mean, what I want to say is that no matter how much we try to delete these biases, they will always be there. So the point of having all these trainings and acknowledging unconscious bias is that to be more aware of it
mm-hmm.
and think about it and include it when we make certain decisions.
Exactly. Ask yourself, am I privileged? Everyone, we're all privileged in a way, in a different way. But every time you have to make a decision, check your privilege. I do this all the time. I am privileged in a way, more than other people. So I have to check my privilege sometimes. Companies should not only publish inclusive policies or offer trainings. This is not enough because diversity is just one part. They should actually include more women in managerial position and offer and hire more women in crucial positions?
If I'm not wrong, I think in some countries, companies have to do it by the law. I think it's something, I think this is happening in France or Iceland. Companies have to have a certain percentage of men and women inside the company by the law. And this is what all countries should do.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that everyone is included. Mm-hmm. Because as you said, I think diversity is like the easy part.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, if we can say it. Inclusion is the hard part.
Exactly. It's,
and of course, the hardest part is belonging.
One other thing is that you can offer women mentorship opportunities, help them to become better leaders, help them to learn how to ask for a raise.
And of course, this is a sign of support.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're giving them the space to do all these things.
Exactly. Do you have any other suggestions?
Yeah, I think one more thing that COVID has brought up is the fact that women and most importantly mothers have been affected a lot by it, because everyone is stuck in their houses at the moment. And in many countries, schools are closed. So children are home and they are learning via a webcam, but also the parents are also at home. But think about it, who is the caregiver inside a house? It's the woman, it's the mother.
In the most traditional families,
This
is the way it is.
Yeah, of course. So in many countries, many women have asked them for some days off or maybe unpaid leave to be more focused in their families, even if they don't really want this. I mean, they really want to work, but they were forced to do it. Or I know examples of women that, for example, they may wake up at 5 in the morning to work until 7 when the children are waking up, and then they are okay, they are in their cameras and do like a remote education, and then the parents can work, and then again they stop working so that they can be there with their children. So imagine how hard it is for them, both physically and mentally,
to balance work life with their personal life.
Exactly. So one thing that maybe companies could offer to women is more flexible working hours, or even have the opportunity to work 4 days per week than 5.
No.
And I think Spain is going to try this model, like 4 days, 4 working days.
Okay.
So let's hope that works.
Yeah, I'd love that. We all know that we are ambitious, and women are getting more and more ambitious because we're capable of achieving so many things. But if you want to attract talented women leaders and you want them to stay in your organization, it's time to give us what we want from work. A work-life balance, good career opportunities, a voice, a good pay slip.
And I think one more thing that we should also add is, as we said, we need also men to be allies of women. So this is something that also companies can support. For example, they can give more paternity leave days.
No, exactly. Yeah, that would be a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, or even like support also men who are parents and like give them more opportunities to stay home, and also like more flexible working hours. So that, because it's not just the woman who is there to support the family, it works both way around.
Yeah, it's two
when
people.
When we talk about like...
Two persons job.
Yeah. And one more thing that maybe we could suggest to recruiters or the talent acquisition tips of companies is that you should take care and consider the way that you write your job descriptions.
Because how do you mean that?
There are words that... more manly words and more women words. So like unconsciously women are more attracted or
less attracted
by it. Yeah. So for example, there are researches that shows that women will not apply to positions that do not cover 100% of the qualifications, while men will do it even if they complete like 60% of them. So it's really important the way that you write a job description, but also the words that you use.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
And there are even like softwares that you can check it.
So, oh, okay. Didn't know about that. Cool. Okay. Thank you everyone for listening to this episode. We were the Young Broke Popes. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did. We wanted to bring awareness and also propose ideas and ways to create a more friendly workplace for women.
So yeah, thank you everyone, and we hope you enjoyed it. If you have like any other suggestions that you would like to share with us or talk about, then of course you can approach us in our social media, and don't forget to follow us both on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and of course in our page at Instagram.
See you next time.